Hey everyone, it's Amy Wood and I have Joey Settle on the phone. He is from the upstate, has been down working in Miami and has been trying to get out of there all day. He left, my understanding, Joey, 8:30 this morning, and how far have you gotten?
Actually, I was supposed to leave last night. I had a flight out on American Airlines that was canceled about midnight. And by the time I got out of the airport, it was about 12:30, so I did drive about 3 hours last night and then left at 8:30 this morning, and I have just now reached Savannah.
So you've been in the car all day?
Yeah, pretty much.
And so have you been able to find gas? What has it been like? How traffic-filled are these roads?
The roads are, they're pretty much all very congested. I-95 was really bad, so I actually tried some detours. I got off on US-1. It was a little better, but it was still very congested, very slow going. I was able to find gas this morning around 2 o'clock. I was able to fill up with gas, but the stations, for the most part, are all out of gas. The few that do have gas, there's cars lined up for blocks. So it's a very sad situation.
Yeah, it sounds stressful and difficult for sure. When do you anticipate going back to the upstate? I mean, do you think you're going to stop, spend the night somewhere, and then continue tomorrow?
Yes, I'm going to stop. I had to rent a car in Miami, so my goal is to make it so I only have a couple hours to drive in the morning. So probably somewhere, you know, around Orangeburg, I'm going to stop, spend the night, and then get up in the morning and drive to Charlotte to return the rental car. So that's the goal.
And you were lucky, I suppose, to be able to find a rental car.
I was. My company has their own private travel department, so they were able to line up a rental car for me, and, you know, they tried to find a flight, but there's just no flights available. Everything going to the upstate, there were no seats available on any flights until next week. So it was rent the car and travel home, or, you know, spend the weekend in Miami and ride out the hurricane at the airport.
Before you left Miami, how chaotic were things getting down there?
They were already chaotic yesterday. Before I went to the office where I had my appointment, I left the hotel about an hour ahead of time to get gas, thinking that I would get to the office early and maybe even get an earlier flight. But the line to get gas yesterday morning about 7 o'clock was 3 blocks long.
Wow.
So it took about an hour and 15 minutes just to get gas yesterday morning.
Well, we hope you get safely home tomorrow sometime, and it sounds like you will. But we appreciate you giving us some insight into what it is like for people trying to get out of Florida. It is tough, isn't it?
It sure is. It's an experience I will never forget. I will always remember it.
All right, Joey. Safe travels, and thanks for talking to 7 News.
Thanks.